Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. I want to remind you about something, about one, how awful Brandon in the White House is right now, otherwise known as Joe Biden. We know that. But I want to remind you about something I've been discussing on the show for a very long time. I call it the David Dinkins effect. The David Dinkins effect is this. Dinkins was the mayor of New York City when I lived there. He was one of the worst mayors in the history of any big city anywhere in the United States. He was so bad that even though the city was 8 or 10 to 1 Democrat to Republican, they elected Rudy Giuliani after David Dinkins because the city was in such bad shape with Dinkins. So what's the Dinkins effect? The Dinkins effect is this. The media is obviously liberal. We get that. That's not like breaking news, okay? But the liberal media will never, ever, ever stop defending liberalism. It doesn't matter how much cancer it causes, how many hosts it kills, how many forests it burns down, how many civilizations it destroys. The media is in love with liberalism. They will do anything to defend the liberalism. When you enact liberalism like Dinkins does, therefore, they have two choices, right, Joe? Because you're going to enact liberal policies like Dinkins are going to do what? They're going to eat the city alive because liberalism is a cancer, right? So in order to save liberalism, the Dinkins effect is this. The media will always throw the person under the bus and make you believe it was the person, not liberalism, that did it. Don't ever forget that. You'll see it over and over and over again. The Jimmy Carter presidency, oh, it's just Carter. He was weak. It wasn't Carter. It was that Carter did a lot of liberal stuff. He actually did some conservative stuff too, believe it or not. But that's not, they'll always blame the person. They eventually turned on Dinkins, the media. Not because they wanted to do the right thing. Because they had to save liberalism and say Dinkins did it. Don't ever forget that. It is the oldest trick in the media book. And once you see it, you will never unsee it. The irony of this is these disgusting people in the media will throw under the bus the same people they backed up in order to save liberalism. And you're seeing it right now from Joe Biden. Joe Biden did exactly what liberals want, Joe. Exactly what he wanted. They wanted. He spent a lot of money, been threatening tax hikes. He's been threatening oil companies, threatening the Green New Deal. Everything the liberals have wanted, he has done. And instead of the media who love liberalism selling Biden, how great he is, they are now throwing Biden under the bus because the liberalism they wanted is the cancer and is destroying the host right now. The Wall Street Journal has an amazing piece on this, and it shows you. It proves a couple points. Number one, numero uno, the Dinkins effect is real. The media is now doing the transition where they're going to start to blame Biden and make pretend liberalism isn't the problem. You got it? That's really important. Point number two, Joe Biden has probably the worst political instincts of any politician in modern American history. Hands down. Bill Clinton understood this. Bill Clinton left office even after her in the White House with the her. You get what I'm saying? Bill Clinton left office. If you don't know what that means, don't ask your parents yet until you're at least 18. What her means, right? Yeah. Everybody else knows what it means. Justin's still a little confused, which is good. You're still young. Okay, don't ask me, please. Maybe we go to church. I'm going to get it there. But Bill Clinton left office with 60% approval. Why? His political instincts were to not do liberalism. They were to not do liberalism. Bill Clinton gave a speech. Look it up. The era of big government's over. That's a Clinton speech. Look it up. And he left office with 60% approval because he knew the liberals would drive him off a cliff after he tried liberalism. Remember, Joe, in his first term, he tried Hillary Care, yeah, all the stuff with the military. And then Dick Morris came in and said, hey, Bill, daddy-o, that's not the way it's going to work, pal. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grade grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Liberals suck. It's a cancer. Get away from them and you'll be popular.
And he was. Biden has no freaking political instincts at all. He's a moron. I'm telling you, he's a moron. He does whatever liberals want. Wall Street Journal, great piece.
The Beltway's case of Biden remorse. The Democrats and media who pushed his agenda are now blaming the president for failure. There it is. There it is. There it is. That's that... But Leo DiCaprio Giphy you see on from that Hollywood movie, right? When he's pointed at the screen, there it is. That's the Dinkins effect right there. Biden, go do liberal stuff. We love liberalism. He does liberal stuff. It explodes. Blame Joe Biden. Dinkins effect. Here, from the piece. Go down the list, this is a quote, go down the list of progressive policies Biden embraced, only to see them backfire. Assaults on fossil fuels contributing to $5 a gallon gas. School lockdowns and woke instruction inspiring a parental revolt for school choice. The threat of taxes and regulations, even as economic growth slows to a trickle in the last 6 months. You'd be angry, too, if you did everything progressives asked. It all turned snake eyes. And then the same progressives in the media blamed you for the results. There it is. Leo DiCaprio Giphy guy. Snapping a couple. There it is. Guy has no political instincts. Any savvy Bill Clinton-like Democrat would have picked up on exactly what liberals were doing him, pushing him off a policy cliff with liberal policies that can't possibly work, taxes, attacking the oil business, printing money we don't have, and they would have course-corrected like Clinton did. Biden has none of those instincts. The bad news is it's going to get worse. We've got to deal with about two more years of this. I'm convinced we'll recover. I am. I don't just say that to virtue signaling. I have no time for that kind of nonsense. I think we will recover. I think a political revolution is around the corner, oriented in the direction of liberty and freedom. But Biden has zero political instincts, folks, and things will get worse. It's because he loves having his ass kissed by the liberal left, who are the only people left who pat him on the back because they know he's the useful idiot they've always wanted. The irony here is that the media and the far left will continue behind the scenes to rub his shoulders. And then in public, as they do what he wants and they destroy the country, because that's liberalism's goal, they'll blame Biden for the destruction to avoid the political repercussions. And Joe Biden's too dumb to see it. And so are his advisors. Too dumb to see it. Dick Morris, go back and work for Joe Biden. Maybe we'll save the last couple of years of the country from this guy and his moronic behavior.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.